Good morning. Welcome to University United Methodist Church. I'm Katie Flynn, and I'm a member here. And joining me up front is Lee Potter. She'll be your liturgist this morning. And Alicia Wood, our pastor, will be joining us in just a second. She just had to step out. Whatever brings you here today, custom, crisis, or curiosity, you are welcome. God is ready and waiting for you. May you find peace here. Peace with God, peace with yourself, and peace with the world. If you're new to us this morning, I hope that one of our welcome team greets you, although we're looking a little thin this morning. If you don't see anyone from the welcome team, I encourage you to grab one of these brochures on your way out. It just tells you a little bit about who we are and what we have to offer. If you're looking at your bulletin, you'll find a yellow slip. This serves two purposes. First side has your name, address, and your contact information, so we know how to get a hold of you. And the second side is for a prayer request. If you would like to fill that out and hand it to an usher during church, we'll tell you when that's going to happen, and we'll read the prayers aloud during the service. If you'd rather it not be read aloud, you can just hand it in to the ushers during the offering time. I just mentioned the bulletin. That's actually a brief order of worship, so if you'd like a more complete order of worship, you can look at the QR code on the bottom and scan that in with your smartphone, and you can get a more detailed version. If you're looking for restrooms or childcare, you can find both through this door, or you can ask one of the ushers to direct you. After the service, we're going to have a time for gathering in the gathering room, and there's coffee and some water and a few refreshments. So join us out there for some good conversation. We have a safe sanctuary policy, so we encourage all parents to be with their children at all times, with at least one adult at all times. Let's see. I've already mentioned your bulletin a few times, but there's a number of announcements in there, so I'd like to have you take a look at those when you get a chance, but I'll just point out a couple of them. First, you'll find this little brochure in your bulletin. It's for UMCOR Sunday, which is this Sunday. UMCOR is the former One Green Hour of Sharing. So there's going to be an offering today, and any money that you put in this envelope goes to disaster relief and health kits and things like that. So if you're interested in supporting those missions, put some money in there and throw it in the offering plate when it comes time. Following the service, you'll see Gail Tindall and Nancy Huff out at the top of the stairs. Gail's going to be handing out directories in case you didn't get yours. And Nancy is going to be signing people up to purchase Easter flowers. So you can stop there and do either of those things on your way to the gathering room. And now let us continue our time of worship.
Good morning. How are you today? I am Pastor Alicia Wood. I am honored to say that I am the pastor here at University United Methodist Church, and I would like to extend a warm welcome to each and every one of you today. In our Lenten journey, we will be focusing on slowing and quieting our lives to make room for God's love and care to break through our busyness. As a society, Americans on average are now living in three times more house space than in the 1950s. And no matter how much more space we live in, we tend to fill it up. In fact, we now have a 2.2 billion, with a B, square foot personal storage industry. Cheap labor, 24/7 access to online ordering, and an attitude that the resources will never run out have contributed to an insensitivity of the amount of stuff we have and the rate of speed in which we turn it over. And besides the literal color clutter we accumulate, our lives are weighed down with shoulds and expectations that hold us captive to the frantic pace we live and the mounting debt we accumulate. Let us come and find a less crowded way to live.
Come and find the quiet center in the crowded life we lead. Find the room for hope to enter. Find the frame where we are freed. Clear the chaos and the clutter. Clear our eyes that we can see all the things that really matter. Be at peace and simply be.
I invite you to take a deep breath. If you have a watch on, I invite you to take it off for this hour of worship. If you have a phone, I invite you to turn it off or put it away now. If that makes you anxious, that's okay. Maybe next week you'll be able to do it. Just notice the feeling and give it some thought. Let these simple acts, or maybe not so simple acts, be a sign of the commitment to give yourself a break, to give ourselves just an hour to catch our breath, to give ourselves time to give God attention. Please stand in body or spirit and join in our call to worship, a prayer for clearing out. We're not ready for that. God of open spaces, we are choked, clogged, and cluttered. Draw us into this time of worship to assess our real needs. Help us clear out our hearts to find room for holy desires. In the name of Jesus, who invites us to wholeness. Amen. Please be seated. God's love is deep and wide and free. If you have a prayer ready, the ushers will be collecting them during this hymn, as well as later during the hymn after the sermon. Our opening hymn fits so well with the theme of conquering business that I'd like you to just sit back and reflect on the words of the verses as the choir sings them. But then please join in on the refrain. Blessed quietness, holy quietness, blessed assurance in my soul. On the stormy sea, Jesus speaks to me, and the billows cease to Bless the quietness, holy quietness. Bless the assurance in my soul. On the stormy sea, Jesus speaks to me, and the billows cease to roar. Blessed quietness, holy quietness, blessed assurance in my soul. On the stormy sea, Jesus speaks to me, and the billows cease to roar. Blessed quietness, holy quietness, blessed assurance in my soul. On the stormy sea, Jesus speaks to me, and the billows cease to roar. Connecting with people with whom we share faith and hope, concern reminds us that we don't have to do it all by ourselves. Stand now and greet those around you by passing the peace of Christ to each other, saying, "Peace be with you," or maybe asking, "Do you need to lighten up?" When you hear the music, it's time to return to your seat.
Will the children please come forward as they're comfortable?
Take time to be holy, speak oft with thy Lord. Abide in him always and feed on his word. Make friends of God's children, help those who are weak, forgetting in nothing his blessing to seek.
I got a little nervous, Jim. I thought it was just you and I. Good. Let's see here. Hi, how are you?
Good.
What do I have in here, does it look like?
Jewelry?
It's gems or jewels, yes.
Oh,
yes. So why don't you pick one out for you to keep, okay? And you can, the other side, you know, some of them are flipped over, so you can select whatever you'd like. So today, our scripture in Matthew talks about where our treasure is, our heart will also be. What do you think that might mean? Where our treasure is, there our heart will be. Okay. So for me, it means what I take investment in is where my heart is. So how I spend my time, how I spend my resources, my gifts, my spiritual gifts, and also my monetary gifts, all those things. That's it? You got it? Where my heart is. And so many people think that where their heart is where what Jesus is with Jesus and where Jesus would want them to be spending their time and their energy. So that's what that sentence, that scripture means, that one sentence, that whatever means most to us is what we spend our time on. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right, good. So I have you bringing home a jewel or a gem because it reminds me of a treasure. So this week and maybe even this year, think about how you're spending your time and if you're spending time with the people that you love and the God that you love and the ways in which you would like to give. So it might be like, do you guys ever come to help serve the breakfast on Sundays? Sometimes, I know you're here. Okay, you help clean up though. I've seen you clean up, right? So you're helping out in that way. So you're spending your time in a way in which you're giving back to people. So, all right, so take your gem with you and you can think about that as you go about your week and your year. You found a different one you like better? Okay. All right, will you pray with me? Loving God, we are so grateful that you remind us over and over again how we should spend our time and our resources. Be with us so that we might, throughout this whole entire year, remember that we are taking time to take time with you. Remind us that we need to spend time in the prayer chair talking to you and out serving your people. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, thank you for coming and talking with me. You can go sit with whoever brought you, and we'll continue our time in worship.
We often, is it carrying? Can you hear me? Can you hear it? There we go. We often hear today's scripture during our annual financial campaigns. Jesus is promising in the words of our closing hymn today that God will take care of you. I'm reading from the 12th chapter of the Gospel of Luke. Hear these words. Don't be concerned about what to eat and what to drink. Don't worry about such things. These things dominate the thoughts of nations all over the world. But your God already knows your needs. Seek the kingdom of God above all else, and God will give you everything you need. So don't be afraid, little flock, for it gives your God great happiness to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to those in need. This will store up treasure for you in heaven. And the purses of heaven never get old or develop holes. Your treasure will be safe. No thief can steal it, and no moth can destroy it. Wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will also be. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
So today, we are talking about living light. And I have a little confession to make. I haven't been doing very good at this the last few days. In the last 3 days, this church has been super busy. And I have a secret to tell you. The congregation has been using the second and third floor. So on Friday, we had our Friday community, which is pantry and clothes and diapers and taxi ride home and all those great things. But we also had a training here on, I don't know what we called it, but we called it the Angela Neal training because she's the one who hosted it or gave it. And then we also had Bible study. So the Bible study class got moved up to the third floor because it's the only place we could fit them. Were you all comfortable up there? Oh, good. Okay. And then yesterday, we had an exciting day because we hosted Unify here, and we used the sanctuary, and we used Fellowship Hall, and then we used the second floor and the big area on the second floor and all the small rooms on the second floor. Oh, we used a gathering room, too. We thought there were going to be 50 to 75 people, and 120 showed up. Right? So 120 people from all over Upper New York came to fight for full inclusion of all people, including our brothers and our siblings in the LGBTQ community. And we had to get quickly out of the Fellowship Hall because then the Syracuse Peace Council had their annual birthday fundraiser. And so that was a huge success too. So we got out of there quickly so they could finish cleaning up the Fellowship Hall and finish cooking so that it could burst full at the end of the night with this great dinner. And so somehow my finger was in each of these things, and so I haven't been very good at lightening up. So I think that this theme and this sermon might be for me more than anyone. I'd like to show you an example in the video I'm about to show you of how some people have a hard time letting go and lightening up.
The university, they think they can do whatever they want. We just have to sit there and take it.
You need to let it go, Sheldon.
But you work tirelessly for someone, and this is what you get.
Oh, my God, they're just making you use your vacation days.
But I don't want a vacation.
Okay, listen, I don't mean to diminish what you're going through, but I'm a little distracted right now.
Oh, this again? So Penny proposed. You didn't say yes, and now you think you may have lost your love forever. How does this compare to me being forced to relax for a few days?
It doesn't.
Thank you. I'm going to go inside, put on my coziest pajamas, curl up with a good book, and wait for this nightmare to be over. Penny. Take me to work.
Sorry.
With you.
No, you're on vacation.
Please. What if there's a big breakthrough in science today and I'm not there to see it?
Do you really think there's going to be a breakthrough without you there to do it?
No, I was just tricking you.
Bye.
Leonard, wait! Take me with you!
No!
Please.
No!
Too bad. I'm coming with you.
Oh, shut and stay.
But...
I said stay. I'm going to work. Do not follow me.
Me too. I love that show too. It gives me a laugh every day. So Sheldon does not want to take his vacation time. And when he tries to trick Leonard into taking him because there might be a breakthrough in science, Leonard says, how could there be a breakthrough in science if you're not there? Of course, that's what Sheldon is thinking. And he just does not want to take the time off and relax. I'm wondering how many of us have a hard time lightening up about our job or even our volunteer work, and we think nothing could possibly go right without us. Do you think things will happen even if we don't show up and we sit back and relax for a few minutes? I bet things will still happen. I saw this sometimes back in the day when I was a life coach, not necessarily with these heavy burdens of work and high expectations of self, but some folks came to me as a life coach because their house needed to be decluttered and they couldn't do it on their own. So I would coach them through decluttering maybe a room or a closet or a medicine cabinet or maybe even their whole house. And many times, the clutter represented other things they weren't ready to let go of. And as they let go of the stuff and organized their things, it seems like whatever was holding them back came forward, and we were able to talk about that too. A few years ago, I saw an episode of, I don't remember if it was Oprah or Dr. Phil or something like that, and parents were there complaining about their teenager's chaotic bedroom. Now, this does not only apply to teenagers, but it's a good example with teenagers. Does anyone remember knowing or being a teenager with a crazy, chaotic bedroom? Yeah, some of us did. Well, what this psychologist on this show said was that the room represents what's going on in their lives, their physical bodies, their emotional state, and probably their spiritual state too. It's in chaos. So the psychologist was just telling the parents to lighten up because it'll be okay. They'll come, the chaos will eventually subside, and the room will reflect that change. So I'm wondering, how do we step out of the chaos and lighten up? Start living light. Living light may mean letting go of the pressures that we put on ourselves. It might mean we need to stop worrying about measuring up to people that aren't us. It might mean that we need to have realistic expectations of our workload or our volunteer load. It might mean that we need to let go of thinking that we will achieve the American dream and we just need to be okay with what we have and who we are. Maybe it means we need to let go that we need to think we have the perfect family, or we as individuals need to be perfect. Maybe we need to just be happy with the success we have, continue setting goals, but be okay with who we are and how we're doing. And I wonder, what are we afraid of if we slow down? What might bubble up in us as we go on vacation, as Sheldon was mandatorily given? In our scripture today, we hear those words again. Do not be afraid. How many times have we heard this in our scripture? Do not be afraid. Do we listen? I'm hearing no, maybe, not very well. The text reminds us of our human condition of wanting control, of wanting to have control about the things we're worried about and have control of our future and have control of anything that might be uncertain in our life. And then Jesus says, do not be afraid. And then, comma, little flock, comma. Jesus says this, as we talked about a couple weeks ago, sheep depend on their shepherd. And Jesus is once again referring to us and his original hearers as sheep in the little of the flock, and how much we and the hearers need to depend on Jesus and let go of all these burdens that weigh us down. We need to be more like sheep and follow and depend on our shepherd, Jesus. When we give into this reality, we lighten up. Time equals treasure. Time is a treasure, and we are responsible to spend it wisely. So, where is your treasure? What do we hold dear, and where will we spend our time? Think about that. What do you hold dear? And if you're not spending time in those places and with those people, serving with other people and with people, I think it's time for you to sit in the prayer chair and have a conversation with God. As we are living light, how much time are we spending in that prayer chair talking with God? This season of Lent, we've talked about not giving something up, but adding time to reflect with our God. As we go through our week, let's remember when we are living light, we are less cluttered in our lives as we work on a balanced way to spend our time and spend our resources. And think about this very special gem of time, this treasure. As our scripture says, wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will also be. Amen.
Accept Jesus' invitation to wholeness. If you haven't turned in your prayer requests to be read aloud, the ushers will be collecting them during this hymn. Please stand in body or spirit as we join together to sing Sanctuary. If you like, reach out and hold the hand of a neighbor as we sing, if that's comfortable for you.
Amen. Time out provides a chance to reflect. It's a time away from the stresses and stimuli of the rest of our day. Sometimes we just need that. During this Lenten season, we are giving ourselves a time out
And we are sending ourselves to the prayer chair. So I'm going to go up to our prayer chair. This is a time of letting go of things that we do not need. We offer up to God our regret about the past, unburdening our hearts. God will never abandon us, even when we sometimes abandon God. Finally, we let go of worry, giving it all to the loving God who holds us close and rocks us gently. I hope that you have identified a prayer chair in your home and have find time each day to give yourself a time out in your prayer chair to let go and remember God's presence. We are going to have a period of silence, and it's okay if your thoughts don't quiet down. Just slow down, perhaps calling your attention to how you are sitting or how you are breathing. There is nothing expected of you now. There's nowhere to go, nowhere to be. This stillness, this being, is enough. Let us sit in silence.
Silence is a friend who claims us, cools the heat and slows the pace. God it is who speaks and names us, knows our being, touches base. Making space within our thinking, lifting shades to show the sun, raising courage when we're shrinking, finding scope for faith begun.
Let us pray. For striving for material things to just fill a void, forgive us. For the times when our burdening burdens the earth, forgive us. Help us lay down the shoulds that dominate our lives, O God. Help us to let go of any unhealthy drive to succeed and seek the journey of true fulfillment. Help us to seek your kingdom by focusing on love and justice, for this is the real treasure of this world. In this moment, we hear your promise. I, God, know your every need. You can let go of so much worry about the future. Let us be mindful to simply live simply so that others may simply live. We are your children, siblings to one another. Amen.
We will have a spoken prayer from Celtic Blessings by Beth Richardson, and then the Lord's Prayer. Please pray the Lord's Prayer in whatever language or situation you would like that you feel closest to God. Get comfortable in your seats. Breathe in Allow the Holy Spirit to fill your consciousness as you open your heart to God. Let us pray. We are lonely. We are aching. We are grieving. You walk beside us. We are hurting. We are searching. We are afraid. You walk beside us. We are hungry. We are homeless. We are destitute. You walk beside us. We are happy. We are contented. We are grateful. You walk beside us. On all paths, through all days, for all souls, you walk beside us. Now let us join in the prayer Jesus taught us. Creator God, who art in heaven, blessed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
What does it mean for God's kingdom, a place where all kin or family to come on earth as it is in heaven? When Gertrude arrived from Alabama, she was shocked to find that a church would welcome an HIV and AIDS group into its building. Hear her story.
Good morning, world. I just want to thank God for having me here at the right time, morning at breakfast. And she mentioned, was there anyone who might want to tell how this church has blessed your life? Immediately, like, yes, because I was just here for breakfast. But, like, right now, I'm sitting in the same room that I was in last week for a special group that since last year, it's the Consumer Advisory Board here, that I have come to this church and fellowship with people in my group. I'm 71, I'll be 72 May 2nd, and I've had the HIV virus 28 years, but I was a person with broken heart, broken spirit, shame, and all of that, and I joined this group, and this was their meeting place. This church provides a place, but actually it was I was gonna be house mother, and I was house mother. But it was to help me as a church. I'm so different to testify of God's goodness. Right now, he said he made a plan and all things are going to work together for good. So this morning, I'm sitting at breakfast by this gentleman. And I'm sure he goes to this church. But he just said, good morning, how are you? So I went and I told him, I said, this is something new God's doing with me. It's so easy to say what it is. It's, what's he doing for you? This church. The question was, what has it done? The stigma of the HIV itself over the years, all the reasons why I probably should be dead with the virus. Thank you for this beautiful day. The blessings coming out of it. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
So Gertrude's story was so profound. She had breakfast with us last Sunday, and she's been here many times. But I had to laugh because, you know, I run around like a crazy person before worship. I don't know if you've noticed, but I had asked folks if they had a story to tell about how this church, this congregation, has changed their life, if they'd be willing to share with me. And she comes up to me huffing and puffing. She goes, I've been chasing after you like the Lord's been chasing after me. And her story is that this congregation completely shocked her that we would let a group
that is all about supporting people with HIV and AIDS in our building. It shocked her. And she said more things, and if you couldn't hear it, this will be on our Facebook page so you can turn it up on your phone or computer. But lives are being changed here. And what we do in this space on Sunday morning is just a little bit of how lives are being changed out of this building and through each of us, each of you. We have a lot of community groups that meet here, and it says a lot that they are even allowed to come in our doors and be welcomed. So, okay, we open our doors to every person. All are truly welcome on Sunday and every day of the week. Our family has been gathering in this place for 150 years, and now you are part of this living tradition. Giving is a way that we recognize the source of all we have and a way that we keep the family healthy. Don't forget to put your yellow attendance slips, if you haven't already, in the offering plate as it comes by. The ushers will collect our offering as the choir sings, "Where Your Treasure Is."
In the 21st century world, many of us have come to believe, however subconsciously, that being busy is what makes us a good person. Please remain standing and join me in the prayer of dedication. Loving, inclusive God, show us the way to be simply and honestly present with ourselves and others in this Lenten season. Help us rededicate our rested selves to kingdom work. Trust can be so hard to hold on to. We say it and we sing it. Maybe working together, we can live it. Please remain standing and join in singing hymn 130, God Will Take Care of You.
Please be seated. So I forgot to say earlier when I was talking about how busy I've been that there were many people here yesterday and Friday who were very busy as well, and I am grateful for everyone who helped out Friday and Saturday to make the events happen so smoothly. So I didn't want to forget to acknowledge all the great help I had. This congregation always pulls through in times of need, and I'm grateful. So keep using your prayer chair at home. The prayers for the week are in your bulletin, or you can have your own prayer. Our God box is over here. It's beautiful. If you'd like to place a prayer into the God box and let it go directly to God. During Lent this year, we are focusing on replacing the time we spent worrying with the Serenity Prayer. So will you pray this with me? God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
In the Spirit, let us travel, open to each other's pain. Let our loves and fears unravel. Celebrate the space we gain. There's a place for deepest dreaming. There's a time for a heart to care. In the spirit's lively scheming, there is always room to spare.
Receive these words. May you clear out the clutter and discover the more of less. May you release the striving in favor of the relishing. May you find true treasure and share it with wild abandon. And may you be reacquainted each day with an unhurried God who is calling you to dive deeply into love. Go now to serve our God. Amen.